Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 13th episode of Loud and Anxious. This is Serena.
And this is Murat.
How are you, Murat?
Good, good. I am a bit tired because I'm sleepless, but other than that, I'm good.
Oh, really? Yeah, because of your conference, right?
Yeah, BlizzCon. Yeah, a gaming convention, let's say.
A convention.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think it's also the weather, you know. It's changing too much. It's like from minus 15 to plus 15.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
But to be honest, today I'm so happy to see the sun, but the real sun, not like it was minus 15 outside, but there is sun, but it doesn't even makes you hot.
No, I actually stayed outside the whole morning, but I think that I took a little bit of cold, and now I feel like that I need another hot shower. But even if it's not so cold, the funny thing is that here in the Netherlands they decided to go out and skating while we at minus 15 without mask, and then now they start to say that the cases are rising.
No, but today I was nearly texting you again because the whole Eindhoven was out. So basically, they saw the sun, they saw that it was 17 degrees. Everyone was outside.
Yeah, it's fine as long as they are not like crowded.
It's crowded. It's like it's normal because in the countryside where I live, all the families are out by like either with bicycles or walking or just playing balls, etc. Everyone is out. No one is inside. And in the city center is the same.
Honestly, it's like I think we will never go out soon from this situation.
No, with these guys, no.
Also all these stories about the fact that they removed curfew, but it was not removed. So I don't know if you follow news on Facebook, but basically the curfew was illegal. But then if you like for 3-4 days, but then if you go out, you can actually. Have a fine or I don't know be stopped by police, so I'm like, okay, is it legal or not? So it was really confusing. And now they said that but anyway we have an emergency, so we keep it.
No, but yeah, I think they are right, there is an emergency. And also I find it very good that they basically did it so that people don't go to house parties or to pubs, get wasted and start licking each other.
No, it's fine, but the whole situation was fun because at the end, just talk with the judge before and just say, listen, this is situation. But then basically the judge said, no, it's illegal. And then the government is just push it again, and they just said that no, even if it's illegal, then they have the rights to do it. Why you don't discuss before instead to do like three different stuff in 1 week?
I think this is what happens when you don't have too much political drama going on in a in a country. When they find a possible drama, they use it too much.
Honestly, I think that they are really, I mean, I'm really disappointed about the Dutch system. I thought it was much more similar to German. Right now, I don't even consider it similar to Italian one, which is kind of really like offensive. I think it's offense, sorry. I don't know if it's just because it's this situation that it's kind of stopped the freedom of the people, and that's this is the reason why they make it really all complicated. And
I think I also had a chat with my parents in Turkey, and also I constantly talk with Ece, with my wife. It's like it's very nice to be in a Western country with all those liberty, etc. But sometimes it is too much. You can see that there is a problem and the government tries to contain this situation. Then you just use your brain and say, okay, the situation is like this because of me wanting to go outside and start licking people. I'm telling this because that's literally what they do. So these Dutch people, they don't like to touch each other at all. You cannot hug, you cannot do. They said that it was forbidden. They started to hug each other.
No, actually, yesterday I went for a walk at the lake and there were two girls speaking Dutch, and then they say goodbye to each other and they hug each other.
Yeah.
Why? Why? Seriously? I'm like, Guys, I understand that after a year, if you're single, especially, you crave like a human touch, but at least just do it with your family, right?
Mm-hmm,
only
mm-hmm.
with your family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Honestly, I think that the curfew and the lockdown will be extended. They're already saying that the numbers are not looking good. And
yeah.
I'm really curious to see what will happen, honestly.
No, but it was a very simple task asked from the population, and they refuse to understand this. It's unbelievable.
But it's not only the Netherlands. Huh?
That's why I said that the Western, because when you see the Asia, they cut it very
also
nicely.
Australia.
They said, okay, you go home. Everyone went home, and that was it. Huh?
Yeah, no, I know. We will continue to have it, especially because what I notice right now, that the more we vaccinate, the more we have data, the more they realize that the vaccines are useful. The more they go further with this conversation, like the no-vax and the negationists, that they are like more and more taking excuses that they are like not consistent,
mm-hmm.
you know. So you can see that actually the point is that they don't want to admit that it exists or a vaccine is okay or
mm-hmm.
is good or I don't know, whatever it is. They want to continue to have their own ideas, even if they don't have data.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when you are in a cult, that
mm-hmm.
you just believe, even if it's completely crazy, you just believe what your cult thinks, you know, or says.
Mm-hmm.
So, these people, the only thing you can do is just isolate them.
Yeah.
I don't know why Facebook is not blocking them.
But if you ask them, they will say it's a liberty of ideas.
Yeah, but they like okay. Facebook, no, I think also Facebook. But for example, they block Trump. Why they don't block also the others?
Yeah, but it was also a big drama when they blocked Trump in Twitter because actually they shouldn't do that. It was his right for free speech. They said. For me, it was so fun to watch all these things going on in the world.
But honestly, I think that if it's a private company, it can do whatever it wants. If it's a government, it's different.
No, this is also very tricky. I am not sure if it is a private company. It looks like a private company,
but
Facebook and Twitter. It's a free app, and it is the most expensive thing in the world right now.
But why should not be private?
Yeah, but who pays it? Who makes it so valuable?
It's the data
that is bought by the governments.
Yeah, but the governments doesn't own the company anywhere.
It's of course not, but it's obviously very well supported by them.
But I don't know. For me, since we are still in a capitalistic environment, they have all the rights to stop people or block people or ban stuff. Which, by the way, they are doing it every
mm-hmm.
day. Yeah, they are closing pages because they're too violent and stuff like this. So as they said, you can always go to another platform, and this
of
is
course.
The reason why 4chan and 8chan exist. I don't know. I don't see really like a big thing that they block people for much less. And but anyway,
mm-hmm.
no, don't go into politics too much. Let's just agree that Holland is getting messier and messier every day.
That I really cannot understand how they managed to do that, but it is the case. Yeah.
I actually read like a really nice article from an Australian guy that now lives in the Netherlands for 20 years, and
uh-huh.
he said that Dutch people should stop to be like. To think that they are better than the others,
mm-hmm.
because maybe in the past it was like this. That's why they grew this proud. But now it's not like this anymore. And they just to be humble and said, okay, now we need to work on
mm-hmm.
and being great again. Let's say I don't know how I was in the 70s, 80s, whatever. This is a stupid disease in my opinion. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I saw how. Germans do the stuff when I was living there, and yeah, they think that they're the best, but as long as something is wrong, they fix it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that they have the right to think that they are the best, and honestly I think that they are in the best in Europe.
I also think that way,
even if everyone is pissed off because they were basically the one that created Europe
killed
to Second World War. But what should we do? At least
mm-hmm.
we can go for a walk from time to time.
Yeah.
And we will also watch the Road Barn online.
Yeah, but when was it?
Yeah, I think it will be at the end of April. There will be only 10 bands, I guess.
Okay.
And I also read that Complexity, that he was in Patronat in Harlem, is postponed to 22.
Yeah.
And which is kind of funny because I saw the news that it was from January.
Oh.
But okay, maybe they didn't even start to sell the tickets, so it was fine. But yeah, now it will happen exactly the same that happened last year. They will continue to postpone. I see bands that they're creating concert for the end of this year.
I also saw them, but I don't think that it will happen.
I think at it's least stupid. In Europe.
Yeah.
Like even if we were able to come back, not with this number of positive, we will not be able to gather with a lot of people.
Yeah, I agree, especially in a closed environment.
No.
I still think that the first thing will be next spring, some outdoor concerts.
So not this year, next year.
Yeah. This year, I think it's impossible in Europe currently.
Yeah, no, we need to vaccinate at least 80% of the whole population.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're so slow.
Yeah, but they can only manufacture limited amounts.
But who knows, maybe something will be fixed like by nature. This is the only hope I have right now, honestly.
I believe to the virus more than I believe the humankind. So if the virus makes a wrong turn in its mutation and disappear by itself, I think that's the only thing that can fix us right now.
No, well, not disappear, but if the new mutation will be not lethal,
yeah,
it can be endemic. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
Then I hope that it will turn like this, because also the fact that the more lethal it is, the more we will try to fight it. So yeah, maybe we'll try to be less lethal. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't really know about these things. After 1 year that I read a lot of articles and stuff, I still struggle to understand.
Yeah, for me, I'm really, how to say, I was not surprised, I would say, but it's sad to see that I had very small amount of hope towards humanity. Now it's all lost, I would say.
Yeah, but also I start to think that I need to redesign my life, because everything that I thought they would be my goals for the next 10 years, I think that they will not be rich anymore.
Yeah.
So I need to find another way to live happily.
Yeah.
Maybe I will create my cult. I don't know.
Every now and then you come back to this idea, yeah.
Because I don't know what to do right now. I wanted to start to play music again, but what for? I mean,
well, to be honest, I did some real steps towards it. I started to get rid of the useless stuff in my studio, and I will make it a proper studio this time. Probably I will start recording something when it's done.
Yeah, okay, but for you makes sense. Even if you have to record the drum, you need to have a studio, and then you record by yourself, and then you mix it.
No, but I will also record the guitars and the bass by myself also.
Ah, okay. Well, it's even better than
big dreams. Yeah, yeah. I just need to remember how to play guitar a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, the reason why I wanted to start to play again, because I wanted to go back to play at concert.
To live, but if
it's not possible, why I should start again?
Yeah, true.
Anyway, what are we talking about today?
Okay, so this episode will be about Emma Ruth Randall.
So it's a biography.
Yeah, my girl. Biography. I just
what did you understand?
I understand about your girlfriend, but no.
Sorry.
No, but yeah, well, of course, I had nearly 10 days to prepare this. So the last 10 days, I really felt like I started to know her.
Yeah, okay.
And but this is the same situation that happened with Christina Scabbia. When she started to overshare, I found out that she was not special, so I lost all my interest, and this happened with Emma Ruth Randall that I will elaborate more during this episode.
Okay.
So I will give some small information about her. She's an American singer. She was born in Los Angeles in 1983. She started to play guitar and sing in various local bands in Los Angeles. I think the first band that was more than local was called Nocturnes. They created an EP and two albums with her. Then she joined Red Sparrows. I think this is also quite famous, especially in the post-rock scene. And I think she was with Red Sparrows for their third and fourth studio album that they released in 2010. And then she started to be a solo artist.
Mm-hmm.
And she did her first album in 2011. It's called Electric Guitar. It's an ambient... again, I forgot, without lyrics.
Instrumental,
yeah. I would say musical, but then, you know. Yeah, it's an instrumental album. It was her first album. Basically, she's playing guitar and she recorded it. A quick information about this album. She stated that this was her favorite album in her solo career.
Which is kind of sad, eh?
Yeah, but it was special for her because she recorded it on the road.
Oh, and that's it. It was the first one.
The
said.
First one.
Okay.
Yeah, she had many albums with other bands as a lead singer.
But as solo.
As solo, yes. And this album, she recorded it on a tour with Red Sparrows. So during the tour, mm-hmm. she in the tour bus, she was recording it, watching the landscape, she said. And also, yeah, she in many occasions, she says that she's a big fan or she really enjoys the natural beauty. She doesn't enjoy the big cities or the human constructs as much as she enjoys like a tree, a forest, maybe a mountain, a rock, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that this album, every song is recorded while watching the nature, and she put what she was feeling. So that's why it was a special album for her. And yeah, then she continued as a solo artist, and she did I think, let me check quickly, she recorded 5 more albums, and 2 of them are with a band and 3 of them are kind of acoustic albums.
Mm-hmm.
So she plays the guitar and record and sings also, and she tours by herself.
Mm-hmm.
Like 55-60% of the time. Also, she recorded 2 albums with the members of J-Jail.
Mm-hmm.
It's again post-rock band. And for the tours of these releases, let's say, she toured with those guys, with a full band, so to say. Well, she's living in Kentucky now. She became a country girl, let's say, after she's born in Los Angeles. And her story to moving to Kentucky is that she did a tour with the band J-Jail, but they were like separated, so they were not playing together.
Mm-hmm.
There she met the frontman of J-Jail, which I should find his name somewhere. But I will find it anyhow. And but they fell in love and they married, and she moved to Kentucky, to his hometown, basically. Mm-hmm. She said that it's the best thing happened to her.
The husband.
Yeah. In the, I think, in the tours, etc. So she says that she is really dearly remembering this tour.
Okay. Well,
where she
sense.
Met and where they fell in love. Let's say. Yeah, she has. I would expect that she's, because it's like a cult. There are some really strong followers of her.
Mm-hmm.
Despite, I find her music is very monotonous. So
yeah, I also don't really like her, but it looks like that everyone consider her a genius.
Probably they over exaggerate her. I think she's a good guitar player. She's not a genius. She's doing quite melancholic songs, and she often says that those lyrics or those things are related to her problems in her youth or her problems currently.
Mm-hmm.
She stated in a couple of places that she had an alcohol problem. Especially in the early 2010s.
Mm-hmm.
She was drinking. She mentioned addiction in a couple of places, But I don't think that it's drug addiction. It's more like an alcohol addiction, because when asked further questions about the addictions, because in her songs there is a addiction is a big theme, and it's repeating in certain albums, so it's not just one or two songs. And the question, she answered the question, yeah, alcohol is also an addiction. So I think she had an alcoholic period. And she also said that she was addicted to some toxic people around her. So probably she had some bad relationships in the past.
Okay. Yeah, well, I also felt this kind of aura of a damned girl when I saw her in Rotbarn 2 years ago. Another thing that surprised me is that she basically wore a pajama while she was performing.
I think this is a new thing, because I saw lots of live records in the past, like in 2010, 12, 15, etc. She looks very pretty. So with full makeup, very nice clothes, very chic clothes actually. So she looked very nice. That's why I think many people are also in love with her. She's a very pretty lady. But in the, I think in the last two albums or so, so since 2016-2017, she started to be as natural as possible. So she, in her album covers, she doesn't wear makeup. She said that she doesn't shave her legs, or she doesn't get rid of the
hair
around her body. Yeah.
A special day, we cannot find really the words.
Yes. she doesn't, she stated very clearly that she doesn't want to become a sex doll that many artists have become.
Yeah, that is good, because also in metal I see that women are like, they need to have a special, not special.
Boobs.
Okay, boobs, but they need to comply to certain rules that I don't really agree with it.
First of all, I cannot see any metal front woman without leather pants
or corset.
And to have a nice to have a nice look with a leather pants, you need to have a nice body. Otherwise, if I put a leather pant, I don't think that anyone would be very pleased to see.
Yeah,
me
I
like
think
this.
That there's an exception. For example, if you go into a hardcore scene, the hardcore not hardcore metal, I don't know how to define it, you can find girls that they just wear hoodies and stuff like this, but there are really few. Like in whichsoever subgenre of metal, women are always not hypersexualized, but still like they have, as you said, boobs.
Boobs and
ass. Dresses,
yeah.
and things like this. And of course, if you like it as a woman, it's completely fine. Mm-hmm. But if you have to dress like this in order to be accepted,
maintaining the your place in the team, maybe.
No, but also like, what about if you dress like normal? You lose fans, because maybe one of the reasons why your fans are listening to you guys is because they want to go to concert and see a girl that actually has boobs outside the dress, for example. Which is also sad, because then it means that they don't really appreciate you for your voice, but for what you look like.
Yeah, I agree. Well, at least, she stated in a couple of interviews that if she will lose fans because she doesn't look nice, she prefers that. So in my opinion, she has a nice way of approaching things. I don't think that she's a great artist. I would say she's very one-dimensional. In my opinion, she's not doing stuff, but I also realized that she contributed, or she's featured in many other bands' album, so people really wants to work with her. Probably she's a very nice person to be around, a very positive person. Otherwise, I don't think, because, for example, Chelsea Wolf is bigger than her for the fan base. She likes working with her. She wants to work with her. Or other bands, I forgot that she just recorded an album with, with the band called Thaw.
Yeah.
The band is much better known than Emma Ruth Randall, but they are looking for collaboration with her. So I think she's a very positive person to have around.
Honestly, I think that they met at Rotborn, because I remember too, I saw them, mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly the year. Mm-hmm. I think that they were also appointed as curators together this year.
Possible.
Last year.
Yeah, but I saw, for example, I think the best song that she has done in the last years is one of the songs that she did with Though. Then when I found about this song, that it was released a couple of months earlier,
mm-hmm.
I checked the band and I really liked the band without her also. So
yeah, okay.
It was a nice. It is a sludge metal. It's called. So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a slow rhythm, noise, etc. Yeah. So I was a little bit disappointed. I would say I was expecting more. Mm-hmm. Traumas. Maybe she has, and she's obsolete about them. She's mm-hmm. Closed about them. Maybe
yeah.
That's also possible, because, but she looks very normal to me, and also, I checked her paintings. She's also doing visual arts, as they call it. You can buy her paints in a quite fairly normal place. It's
okay.
Just not too. But in my opinion, I don't understand what she tries to do with the paintings. Yeah, she puts horse heads all over the place, so she has something towards the horses, obviously. And in one question in an interview, they asked her what's up with the horses. She said, yeah, she likes horses. So
that
there was
sense.
nothing so exceptional about it. She's like, yeah, as I also mentioned earlier to you when we were talking in private, when you see a girl from outside in festivals, etc., she looks so mystical, and when she starts to talk, you say, oh, it makes sense, it's so deep, etc. But when you spend 2 minutes to actually think what she just said, it's not deep at all. It's like very superficial things. I had that feeling when I saw her talk.
Mm-hmm. You mean in videos and stuff?
In videos, yeah. I saw some interviews that she did. I watched them. I also read them. The answers that she gives, yeah, it's it looks deep, but in my opinion, it's not deep
mm-hmm.
at all. So that's why I was a little bit disappointed. I think she's a depressed person overall.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm also a depressed person.
Yeah, but you also said that she's positive.
No.
So
look,
she's nice.
She's nice. Yeah, that's what I wanted to
okay.
say. So she's nice, someone nice to have around. She
uh-huh.
she doesn't have this artist aura
mm-hmm.
or something. Something very interesting that I would like to also add. Not interesting, but it made me. I think she was a very nice point. So she says that she likes to do solo concerts, but she also likes the thrill, because she is defenseless there, and if she does something wrong, if she just decides to not play at that moment, then the concert will end. So she likes to have this, and I think she explained that very nicely, but I couldn't explain as good. But
mm-hmm.
if you read her interviews, I think. You can find that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me, she's a good guitar player. I think she has a creative mind in her. She's not a creative mastermind. She's
mm-hmm.
not a like prodigy or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she's doing nice music, and also her way of singing is different than than the overall post-rock scene. She's
mm-hmm.
singing like a old country singer. She reminds me of John Baez, I would say.
Okay. Well, probably
how she looks, how she talks, etc.
Yeah, probably we are not used to see this kind of proposals here, because country music is really something from the US
yeah.
that we will never they never exported to Europe completely, let's
yeah.
say.
Just maybe Johnny Cash.
Yeah, but it's
just one name.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
It's not
and one
there,
or two songs.
What I know is their country music is like kind of the national music, you know.
Kind of.
You have it at beer festival, pretty much everywhere. Here
mm-hmm.
is just like one of the genres that we have.
Yeah.
So it's also nice to, or maybe this was the reason why she became so famous in some environments, metal environments here in Europe, because it's it was already quite particular because of the way of singing, and besides she was also playing this post-rock that mm-hmm. it was at the time really cool. Was yeah. at the beginning.
I think she was one of the pioneers of this. Also, yeah,
exactly. So it makes sense. Honestly, before I went to Roadburn, I never heard about her.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her and she did not really shock me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad, but it's not something that I would buy vinyls or albums about her. But everyone was ecstatic after they heard her. Yeah. So
for me, I don't understand. I would never be ecstatic, but I would really like to see her play. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think 10, 12 songs of her I listen regularly, so mm-hmm. I would like to, and yeah, all her songs are more or less similar, so well, yeah, if she doesn't play those, it won't be a big loss for me. I would really like to meet her, in my opinion.
Okay.
She really looks like a very shy person, but then I think if you are that shy, how you go solo in front of 2,000 people?
Yeah, but it depends. There are musicians that they're shy, but because they play, they are in their zone,
mm-hmm.
and then they kind of become extrovert.
Yeah, true. I don't think that she's extrovert. When you see her play live, she doesn't make any eye contact, so it's like she's playing on her own.
Yeah. Okay. So you see, she is in the zone.
Yeah.
Okay. Was very interesting. Do you have something to add?
No, yeah, but maybe a question to you. So,
okay.
These kinds of girls.
We don't have so much time. Eh?
Okay, so it's just one question. These kinds of girls, let's say, when you look from the ahead, it's like the perfect girl with a huge backstory. Everything that she says makes sense, but when you just really think 5 minutes about what she just said, it's empty, full of emptiness. Mm-hmm. How do you, as a female metalhead, how do you think, or how do you not, what do you think about those girls? Do you think that they're still the same, or they make you look bad or something?
Honestly, but not as a female metalhead, but only as me, I normally spot quite fast these kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think that in metal, it doesn't matter if you're a girl or if you're a guy. There are like two type of scene, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
The scene that is basically plastic, not plastic, but it's more advertisement. Like, as you said, like you, I don't know, dressed up as a mystical girl,
mm-hmm.
or like a blackster or whatever. And it's only there. So mm-hmm. it's not that you really have the values inside of you. It's only like you want to show that you're cool because you think that the dress as a blackster is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the other part that is made basically by normal people, or let's say people that from the outside it looks like nerds, or like even like a normal engineer, people. Let's say. Yeah, but it can be also like posh people. Eh? Mm-hmm. It happens to me in the past to meet some guys in concert, like even heavy concert, and they look like, I don't know.
They just went out of the gymnasium or something.
No, yeah. But even like, you know, they come out from a club in which they play house, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, guys, but why you're here? And he said, yeah, because we like this music.
Mm.
It's just like, it doesn't matter how I look like. If I like something, I go and I support.
Mm-hmm.
And these kind of people, you just realize that they are like the true metal heads, mm-hmm. because you start to speak with them and they start to say stuff that actually makes sense.
Yeah.
And these are much more difficult to spot. What I learned by experience is that the more, it's not always like this, but
mm-hmm.
As a general rule, I take that the more they look normal, normal is wrong,
mm-hmm.
standard, let's say, mm-hmm. The more they are true, they
supporters.
Have the true, yeah, mm-hmm. they have the true passion in the music. The mm-hmm. other way around, it can also be that they're also passionate in the music.
Mm-hmm. But more patient into, yeah.
Yeah, it's more like how they want to look like, or the fact that they want to belong at certain in a certain subculture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but this is also the reason why after I became, after 22, I think, 23, I stopped to dress like a goth girl. But I was not really a goth girl. I was only dressed up like this when I was going to specific concerts. Clubs or concerts. But at a certain moment, for me, it looked like pointless. It's not because I dress in a certain way I'm much more cooler than the other. And there's also like not really comfortable clothes. So I just dismissed them.
Yeah.
My mom still has corsets and stuff like this. I don't know why she doesn't throw it away.
Well, maybe she reminds her the times that she was having fun with concerts of Pink Floyd or something, maybe.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes she asks me, do you want to dress it? I think it would be nice. And I'm like, Mom, seriously? Do you want me to look like a goth girl again?
A 16-year-old high school girl.
I don't know. She's so strange. And I don't know. Maybe she missed the time that because I was maybe 16. I started when I was 16 and I stopped when I was 22, 23. And maybe she missed like the time there. I don't know. But no, as for me, it's a case closed. Maybe for carnival in the future or just for fun. But
I see. Well, I am very disappointed in myself and my selection of girls, to be honest, because whenever I make a in-depth analysis of a girl that I admire from a long distance, they come up that I end up disappointing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's difficult. But in general, also with males, it's not that. I mean, most of the musicians are empty. I realize it when I start to interview them. There are really few
that have interviews. Intellectual capacities.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. I remember, for example, once I went to a very small concert festival, small festival in. Esslingen, that is in the south of Germany, and in order to not to pay the ticket, I request the pass for press. But then, yeah, they were like, okay, but I mean, I need to have an excuse. So I said, yeah, I want to interview the front band. And then they present they introduced me to this guy, and we start to talk. And it was so interesting that after half an hour, he told me, "But are you recording?" And I'm like, "No." And then we had to start again. But it was so interesting because he was really into the scene. He was making, I think, prog rock of this area. So he knew everything. All the festival that were there in the 80s, I think, something like this. So he told me everything. I had no clue about this scene. But you could see that he actually had something to say. And from the other side, I had other interviews in the past in which I was interviewing someone and said, okay, why you did this album? And the answer was like, yeah, because I like it.
the deep answers.
Please, I mean, that's what the thing is that then there I have like plenty of independent bands. They complain because no one listened to them, no one is interested in them. Of course, you need to have a message. Whichever message you have, but you need to have it. And either your music is amazing, but then it will just spread all over the place. Or maybe you can be strong enough about the fact that you have this music package with a message that you share, but then you need to work on the message. Like, for example, when I have to pick up a band to review, I like when they have like interesting story, like I conceived this album as a nightmare that I had when I was a child. Okay, it's interesting. But if there is no background behind, and they especially it sounds like other 100 band that play post rock or whatever, why I should pick you up?
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, it's a big journey all the time to discover someone that actually is capable to say something.
Yeah. Well, one last comment about Emma. She says that she's a big anime fan, so yeah.
So she's saved?
No.
You still like her?
No, well...
I don't know, what do you think about anime?
I like anime. I watched, I think, hours and hours of anime. But I think I finished all the good ones. The top quality, I finished them, and whichever anime I try to watch, you can see that they are a ripoff of the ones that I already watched. Now, so I'm a little bit I lost my connections with the anime.
Yeah, but then you you approve Emma because she likes.
No, no, no. Yeah, it's just I wanted just to say. Curiosity. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. No. Okay. Then
she because in one of the interviews she's like from the out of the blue she said, "But I love anime."
That's okay, so that's why. You feel that you had to do the same during our, yeah, our so podcast.
I just remembered it. I saw it in my notes, so I just want to say that she likes anime. So,
okay.
So.
Okay.
Okay. So
that's all from us. All.
Yeah. Thank you.
So thank you guys, and see you next week.
See you.